home, so he had a barrel of whiskey in the cellar so that the boys could have their drink at home. Mm-hmm. Well, they had their drink at home, then they went out on the town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Julian, they're pretty much drinking in that family.
Yes, yes, there certainly has been a great deal of that. Mm-hmm. That's really too bad.
You know, it crops up in every family.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I find that most families hold a little bit of everything.
Oh, yes, that's mm-hmm. very true. That's very true. But it unfortunately, it sort of was the downfall there.
Yes, yes. And you know, Price was such a dear man.
Oh, he was so sweet.
He was basically one of the nicest people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's just sad. Mm-hmm. He used to leave our house with tears going down his face. Mm-hmm.
Did he ever try to beat it? Did he ever try to AA?
Oh, yes. He mm-hmm. I don't know about AA, but he would be on the wagon for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And then go off again.
And then go off again.
No, mm-hmm. Oh, that was a shame.
Very sad.
Yeah, that certainly was sad. Now, Granny, when you met her, lived where?
She lived in Bethlehem.
Uh-huh. And then I remember as a child going to the house, the tenant house across from where Hakosha had been.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, when did she move into that?
Well, she built that house. Mm-hmm. You see, the other, she tore the little house down, mm-hmm. which she had rented. And when she bought the property, see, Aunt Matt was managing the property. Mm-hmm. And Aunt Matt had signs on the place and rented that little house, and it paid the taxes. Mm-hmm. So then when Granny came, she tore down the house, built another one, and took all the signs down. Mm-hmm. Then the Depression came. She mm-hmm. couldn't pay for the house she built. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't pay the taxes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see. And so what happened? She moved out of it?
Well, no, she lived there until she moved into Baltimore in the apartments. Mm-hmm. She lived first in one, then another. Mm-hmm.
I can remember when she was on, was it Reed Street?
Yes, she was on Reed Street.
And then she was on, what was the other, Cathedral?
Cathedral. The Severn Apartments.
The Severn Apartments. Mm-hmm. I remember that, mm-hmm. you know, very vividly. And then she just was, eventually she just ran at the sand bank, right? And that sort of, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. what did she do with her time?
I've never been able to figure out. She didn't read, except the stock market. Mm-hmm. She didn't do any sewing of any kind. Mm-hmm. She had no hobbies. Mm-hmm. And she lived out her generation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She had. Her friends were all dying.
Oh, she used to say that over and over.
Well, you know, that's very sad. I've lost some awfully dear friends.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what she did with her time. She mm-hmm. would call on the phone a lot, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. all hours of the day or night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, well, Granny did a little drinking too.
Oh, did she? Oh, yeah. Well, I never knew that.
Well.
Isn't that interesting?
The phone calls that we would get.
You could tell.
You could tell.
Now, what about some of her friends? The boys used to go to Newport, or they went to Newport a couple of summers. Mm-hmm. Now, how did they get there?
Well, she had friends in New York.
Uh-huh.
Very wealthy friends.
Mm-hmm. How'd she ever meet them?
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. She went to Miss Hall's school here in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Would she have met some of them maybe through there?
Could be.
Hume is a name, H-U-M-E. Do you?
No, that doesn't.
Robinson is another name.
Florence Robinson.
Florence.
That was Jim McShane's wife.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now that would not have been how they got to Newport.
No, no. I don't know how she got to Newport. Mm-hmm.
That was on the tape that didn't work, the part of Dan's tape that didn't mm-hmm. work was all that he had talked about. And I'm sorry that has been lost.
Well, it's too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is, because there's really no one else to, you know, talk about it. Let me see what else about Granny. About those early years.
She had a very troubled life.
Mm-hmm. She certainly did. Did you ever hear that John Owings Price was brought up by one of the Owings aunts?
No, I did not.
Teresella, because Mr. Goodwin did not, when his mother Penelope married Mr. Goodwin, she did not want John Owings Price.
No, I didn't know.
You didn't know that. And that's why she willed the property to him when she died, and then mm-hmm. there was a lawsuit with Frances Thwaites Taylor.
Well, there were a lot of lawsuits in the family.
Yes.
You know, Granny and Augusta took Colga to meet a court mm-hmm. when Aunt Matt died for spending her money.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid to move Aunt Matt down to Sparrowsburg. Uh-huh. She didn't even have that.
Yeah, right.
And she had an income of about $10 a month. And I have her bank book. There was mm-hmm. never more than $300 in it.
Mm-hmm.
Burying money, she called it.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear, isn't that sad?
Sad.
Yeah, very, very sad. Really, no reason for it either.
No.
Dad mentions one in his tape that he had been in working in Baltimore, and he got laid off and went to, down here at Sparrows Point, and he got laid off and worked at Weiss Kettle. Something about Weiss Kettle.
Weiss Kettle.
What is that?
Well, Weiss Kettle made pipe. They were with the pipe, soil pipe. That they had the plant in Dundalk, you know.
Oh.
They made soil pipe there as well as bells. Mm-hmm. The soil pipe was in Dundalk, mm-hmm. and the bells were in another part.
Oh, I see.
And Weiss, when Willie McShane, when the McShane Company went bankrupt, Willie went to work for Weiss Kettle. And he was such, one of the Weiss Kettles told me this at a party one time, said that he was such a wonderful salesman, they had to enlarge their plant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He was just a born?
Born salesman.
Had a
charm.
Personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? So I'm glad to know that because I thought it was another steel mill. You know.
Weiss Kettle had the, and they made stoves, Weiss Kettle stoves.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. That is interesting. So Dad worked for them for a while and then...
Not your father.
Yes, he did.
Oh, uh-huh. Did he?
Yeah, just for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
When he was down here at Sparrows Point, and he used to get laid off all the time.
When was he at Sparrows?
Just for a very short period of time.
After Colga went there.
I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Price
worked there, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then Dad was called back to Bethlehem.
Oh, I see.
And then he went back to Bethlehem, and then there was a question, he wanted to be a melter, and they felt he was too young.
Mm-hmm.
So they took off for Lackawanna.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, how he got up there. Tell me about Uncle Colgate's career at Sparrows Point. He was always at Sparrows Point?
Always at, yes. Well, every time we had a baby, he got a new job.
Well, that was
Wasn't that wonderful?
A promotion, huh?
Yes. Well, he was.
Good your luck.
He was superintendent of the number two shop.
Number two open hearth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well, not all those years. He worked up to that.
Yeah, know. Right. But he was there. He was a superintendent for a long
time. Oh, yeah. Oh,
time.
Yes. A long time.
Right. And you lived right across from the plant, didn't you? Were part of the plant?
Well, we started out. Sparrows Point was like an army post, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You had your job, your house according to your job.
Oh, okay.
So we started out on F Street. Mm-hmm. Then we moved to C Street. Then we moved. No. Yes. And then we had another house on C Street, a large house, which was quite a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to give it up, but still, I wouldn't want it now.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Uh-huh. I think that's the one I remember. Was it on the corner?
Yes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Right. I remember that. And then you moved here when?
We moved here in 59.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you have five children. You've had five children.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give me their full names?
Colgate Owings McShane.
Mm-hmm.
John Lockwood McShane. Mm-hmm.
And Lockwood's a family name from
on my side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Colgate,
mm-hmm.
Ann Day.
Mm-hmm. And where does the Day come from?
My mother was the Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth Lee.
Mm-hmm. And where did the Lee come from?
My side of the family.
Your side of the family, too. Mm-hmm. Do you know where the name Handy comes from?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. I have a clipping that Granny saved for years and years and years, and it'll be in these papers. And it's about a Handy family down in Virginia. And the prices, of course, came from Augusta County, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently that there's something there, but I don't know.
I didn't know the prices came from Augusta County,
yeah,
Virginia.
Yeah, right.
John Owings Price, did he come from there?
No. You see, his father was Frederick Price. And his uncle was Risdon Price. And they were the sons of, I think it's James Price, who came over and settled in Augusta County. And they were very substantial people. Then Risdon came up with slaves up the Mississippi River to St. Louis. And his brother came to Baltimore.
Oh, I see.
And his brother was a lawyer. And then Risdon founded the St. Louis newspaper out there. And he married General Bissell's daughter.
Oh.
So that's how, you know, that happened. Now, when Dad was doing some of this original research, someone put him in contact with a genealogist out there. And he spoke with her on the telephone, and she didn't have time to do any work for him. But it turned out that within a week, she was someplace and found this record of all that family. And in it, it mentions that the daughter, Anna, was married to John Owings Price and lived in Cockeysville, Maryland.
Oh, for mercy's sake.
And then mentions Elizabeth, who is buried out here. She came to live with her sister, Elizabeth Price, and she's buried out there in Sherwood.
Oh, she is.
And that's how, you know, that all got connected.
Did I tell you about the time we went to New Orleans and looked up Cassandra Vanderdale's family?
No.
Found her tomb. I have her will.
Do you really?
I have all that.
Do you really? Because they say the whole story is...
Oh, well, we were down there visiting, and we had a friend down there, and we asked him over to have a drink. We were with Betsy. And we said, "Do you know, where is the oldest cemetery? We'd like to look up this Cassandra Vanderdale." And he said, "Oh," he said, "that's a well-known story here." He said, "They bring it out in the papers every once in a while."
Really?
And it's all about walking.
Peter, do you
want to
get a picture while you're...
Yeah. All about walking the plank, and I'll let you. You can take that.
Okay,
and make
and I'll Xerox it and get back
yes,
to you.
Yes, all right.
Because what I'm basically doing is taking all those articles. Grady had a lot of articles that she saved over the years, and then you had given me some things, and I've re-Xeroxed them all.
Oops. Me, I'm sorry.
So everybody will have a copy of it.
Well, that's nice.
You know, it's going to be a stack of paper. Now, what everybody's going to do with these stacks of paper, I don't know, Aunt Elizabeth. But
you
anyways,
know,
you're getting them all.
I wish I'd listened when Aunt Matt was telling me all the things she told me. Because when you're young, you're not interested.
I know,
you don't
right.
care.
That's right. That's right. I have great regrets about that.
Yes, I have too. I could live on blackmail, some of the things Aunt Matt told me about Baltimore people.
Well, I'm sure it was steamy.
It was steamy.
From what
and
the
they
few
talk
things.
About people being steamy today. Do you know what they were called, the group that Granny was part of? The Brass Band.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, now who was in that?
Well, the Baltimore group that she was with. I don't know all the names.
The Browns and some of those people. I have a lot of those pictures of those ladies at home.
Well, I had a lot, too. And then Granny would get mad with them, and she'd cut the other person out of the picture.
Typical.
Oh, my goodness.
That certainly is something. I interrupted you, I think, on the children. How many grandchildren do you have now?
14.
And how many great-grandchildren?
Well, I have three.
Three already? Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Meredith has the cutest little girl. I'll show you a picture.
Now, Meredith is Richard's
yes.
daughter, right? I knew the name Meredith somehow or other. Yeah.
And I have pictures to show you of Dick's family.
Oh, good. Good. And how is Dick?
He's fine.
Is he?
He has angina.
Oh, does he?
Well, he had a coronary when he was 37 years old.
Oh, I do remember that now.
But he's doing well. And he has his own business, you know, and that's been a tremendous success.
What's Betsy's married name now?
Stuart.
S-T-E-W-A-R?
S-T-U-A-R-T.
S-T-U-A-R-T.
The dearest man you can imagine.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that
She is so happy.
Isn't it? Aren't you thrilled? Aren't you thrilled after
You've
that
no
absolutely
idea.
Horrendous? I just...
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, just awful. Tell me about your artwork over the years. You've always been very much involved and had like a studio here. Right?
Yes, I taught for 10 years, mm-hmm. you see, here. Mm-hmm. And we did restorations mm-hmm. of old things and old furniture. Mm-hmm. And it was very profitable.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked hard.
Oh, I know you did.
I worked hard.
I remember that.
And, yeah. You know, the children kept saying, you're not asking any price you want mm-hmm. to ask for. Well, I was so pleased people liked my things, you know, that I was very grateful.
Uh-huh.
But I did well with it.
Uh-huh.
And the last mirror I sold, I got $700.
Oh, wonderful.
With the work on, you know, uh-huh. in reverse.
Yeah.
So, and I think I charged $100 for them when I started out. Well, price it, you know, the gold leaf was cheaper. Everything was cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I've started getting cataracts.
Oh.
Well,
what do you have to expect that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
it's
right.
part of the game.
Right.
So I've always wanted to do landscaping. I'm very interested in the French Impressionists. And I started copying them and trying to learn their techniques, their colors.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm doing things on my own, mm-hmm. and I've been in two shows, and I've sold a number of paintings.
Wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful.
And and I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were doing portraits too there for a while,
no,
weren't
I've
you?
No, I've never
oh, I
done
portraits.
I know.
I thought you were interested.
Well, I've done a few things, but uh-huh. That's not my field, and I don't claim any.
Uh-huh.
It's a, you know, it's an amusement for me now.
Uh-huh.
I did this at the patio.
That's
right
lovely.
Up here. And that one
the
over
girls.
There and those there.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, marvelous. And what about that one there?
Well, that a friend of mine did that,
uh-huh.
Howard Baldwin.
Uh-huh.
And he was an architect. He's retired now.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he's 88 years old and he's still doing watercolor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's very good.
He's very good, yes. There are two of his in my bedroom,
uh-huh.
too.
And then these over here
those
are yours, too.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, you certainly have used your talents over the years.
Well, I've
worked. Fantastic.
I've worked. I saved my sanity.
Yeah, right.
When Koga went in the hospital, the next day I was down there working.
And how old was he when this happened?
He was 78, I guess, when he went in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And how old was he when he died?
He was 80s. He was in the hospital 9.5 years.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know me
mm-hmm.
most of that time.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
I don't know how I survived it, but I did.
Yeah, yeah.
You had your painting
mm-hmm. and I had my family support on that.
Yes, and that makes a big difference, yeah.
They were marvelous and are to this day.
Uh-huh. Now, do you...
But he died in the 80s. He died in the 80s. 82.
Dad died in 77.
He died in 82.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a body.
Yeah, yeah. Did he enjoy retirement?
Up to the time when his mind started to go. But you see, I didn't see this for a while when you live with it.
Yeah.
I was protecting him, not knowing I was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it was very sad when
mm-hmm.
the control center went and he wasn't sick.
Oh, yeah. That had to be terrible. Absolutely terrible. He's buried in Greenmont?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And young Kogi is buried where?
He's in Loudon, not Loudon Park. Yes. I guess that's a name. I hardly can talk about it now.
Yeah, great. Okay, fine. I can certainly understand that. Let me see. Can you think of anything else that you would like to
Well,
mention?
There were some funny little things used
okay.
to happen.
Why don't you just go ahead and tell me about those?
Well, the children have wanted me to do this for so long. But I remember one, you know, Matt and I would be sitting there talking. And she talked about one time when she lost her wedding ring in a snowbank.
Mm-hmm.
And this very attractive man came along and he said, "Have you lost something? Is it valuable?" And she said, "Well, it was very hard to get."
Isn't that marvelous?
Well, you see, that's the kind of humor she had.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
What are some of the other things that she would say? when we would have parties, they would love to have to go. Aunt Matt would be up in her room all dressed up in a bed jacket and let everybody go up and see her.
I miss her. Say hello to her. So she lived with you for how many years?
18 and a half.
18 and a half, because I do remember she was just always there. That's right. Do you know much about the lime business, you know, the burning of the lime and things like that, that those gals were involved in?
Well, I really don't.
We have a Mary Bissell Lime Company or something.
Well,
that
was Aunt Mary, you see. Uh-huh. But what they did, they sold the sand, the sand. And I found a lot of things. Tiny little bills, $2.50.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, $2.50.
Yeah, that's
money. Yes. But they never had any money to speak of.
Yeah, right. Or live from
and you know, it must have been hard here with these old ladies with no income and
that's
no one
right.
to support
them. It's not like
them.
It is today.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
You didn't have your Social Security.
I'm sure that had a lot to do with some of the attitudes. It must have really been tough.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And but I don't see in any of our children any of the fussing between each other. I remember Granny saying one time that when they used to take turns running the house at Hope Kosher, and when Aunt Coley was running the house and Granny would have a beau, Aunt Coley would give them hot bread pudding for dinner in the hot weather for dessert instead of ice cream.
Just to
that would make her just to make
off.
Her mad.
Oh no kidding. Oh dear.
Well, that's you know, that's the kind of thing that I used to hear all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, my mother came from the same kind of a family.
That would fuss?
Oh. Bust, morning, noon, night. In fact, she could hardly get awake to get away from the hole and stayed away. I mean, not that there weren't friendly relations, because there were, but she bent over backwards not to get involved in any way. And her aunt, her sister, who's still alive, go ahead. I was talking about my mother's family, and they did the same thing. And, you know, just argued nonstop. And every so often, I see in my aunt
that coming out.
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, sort
kind of like
back.
The thing you're expected to do is not get along.
Right, right. It
you
was. It's just a whole lifestyle. But I do think the women just did not have enough outlet.
I think that's had a lot to do
I
with it.
I just don't think they had enough.
Well, now my
for their
sister lives here in Baltimore, and she's been 10 minutes away from me, and we are as close as we can be. We have dinner together. Unless something's doing that every other night. We cook for each other, wait on each other.
Yeah, wonderful.
Talk to her every morning and generally during the day again. Mm-hmm. And it's a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm. Sure it is. Sure it is.
And my mother lived with my sister for a number of years, 25 anyway. And when mother died, we didn't take one thing from that house. Not one piece of silver, not one piece of furniture. We thought that she should have it. We all agreed on it. So there's been none of that in our family.
Not in the family. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Now, Catherine Ewing, of course, is gone now, and all those people that we knew something of years ago.
You know, it was very interesting. I was looking at my family today and reading the things that Jack, my brother, had listed. Ewing's in our family.
Isn't that interesting? What'd your father do that he was in Easton?
Well, my grandfather. Well, he had the first ice plant down there.
Oh, okay.
And he had he started an artesian well business, which is still going on. And he had a farm in his latter life. He didn't run himself, he had a tenant. He was lived there in the country. We used to go down there as children, which was wonderful.
And then, was your father with Bethlehem in Spirit?
My father was with Bethlehem. He went there when they had to go by boat. There wasn't even a railroad. And he was superintendent. All the orders went through him.
Oh,
he was superintendent of the order department.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, he died when he was 53.
Ooh, very young. Heart attack? And you have a brother too, right?
I had two brothers. My older brother died 10 years ago. He was with Bethlehem. And he lived in Bethlehem. Oh, he was a love. And I have another brother who is living now. Jack, he's 9 years.
We've met him. He came to the wedding.
Oh, yes. You met Jack. Yes.
And his wife's name is?
Mary Reynolds.
Mary Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You say Mary Reynolds together. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, right.
She insists upon the two.
Yes, right. She corrected me because I called her Mary, and she corrected mm-hmm. me. So, is Reynolds her mother's name or something?
Well, it's
like
a family name. Her name was Mary Reynolds Clyde.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because so often Emmy and David refer to Frances as Frances Rare.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was a very gentle person, your mother.
Oh, yes, she mm-hmm. was very gentle. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and highly sensitive.
Yes.
Almost, you know, at times.
Too much.
Too much so. Yeah, I think it was really difficult. Mm-hmm. I think, too, though, it mediated Dad a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he depended on that a great deal. She was very strong, too.
Yes.
But she was very gentle.
We used to get together and talk back then.
Oh, I bet. How old, or when did you meet Mother? Before she and Dad married? Or
no, afterwards.
After they were married.
Mm-hmm. I came down to visit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think when you marry, like you know, into a fighting family, it makes it difficult.
Well, you know, one time I was very upset with Granny. Mm-hmm. And I expressed myself very clearly, and Colgate said, I have to take it from Mother. He said, don't make me take it from you, too.
Mm-hmm.
From then on, I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, enough was enough.
Enough was enough.
Yeah. I know Mother was very careful about that kind of thing, too. Mm-hmm. And her mother had been a nagger.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she was the oldest child, and the parents separated when she was 15. And she said she'd look back on it, and she didn't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
Because Granny McShane, or Granny Rayer, just nagged him morning, noon, and night.
Well, no wonder.
And, yeah. You know, she used to say to me, don't ever nag a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she would never nag Dad. She'd get mad as all heck at him, but she'd never nag him. Because it was nothing but trouble. That was all there was to it. Well, okay. Is there anything else you can think of?
Well, I'll think of something after you.
Well, maybe you want to jot it down or something.
Well,